This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast, a podcast that dives deep into the mysteries and dark stories that haunt our past. I'm your host, and today we unravel one of the most perplexing and talked about murder cases of the 19th century, the murder of Mary Rogers. It was a different time in the early 1800s, the time when New York City was growing rapidly, filled with opportunity and inevitably crime. Mary Cecilia Rogers, often referred to as the beautiful cigar girl, was a young woman of striking beauty who captured the attention of many. Born in 1820 in Lyme, Connecticut, Mary moved to New York City with her mother after the death of her father. Mary's allure soon found her working at John Anderson's tobacco shop, where she became quite popular among the patrons. Her beauty and charm were well known, and she drew many customers to the store. But behind the bright smiles and friendly demeanor, a dark fate awaited Mary Rogers. Let's take a closer look at her life and the world she lived in. The 1840s were a time of great change in America, with cities growing and the Industrial Revolution transforming society. For a young woman like Mary, opportunities were limited, but her job at the tobacco shop gave her a sense of independence and visibility. She became a minor celebrity of sorts, newspaper columns even mentioning her charm and beauty. On July 25th, 1841, Mary Rogers left her home, telling her mother she was going to visit her aunt. Never returned. Panic set in, and the search for Mary began. Her disappearance was widely reported, and the entire city was on edge. Mary was last seen boarding a Hoboken ferry. It was a sunny Sunday afternoon, and many New Yorkers took ferries to escape the city's heat. But this time, Mary would not return from her trip. The next few days were filled with dread and speculation. Friends, family, and acquaintances were questioned, but no one had any clues about her whereabouts. 3 days later, on July 28, 1841, the body of Mary Rogers was found floating in the Hudson River. Her once vibrant life was snuffed out, and a mystery of her death began to unfold. The discovery of Mary Rogers' body was gruesome. She was found with visible signs of violence, her clothes torn and her face bruised. It was clear that she had been assaulted before her death. The coroner's report confirmed that Mary had been strangled. Let's dive into the specifics of the crime scene. The location where Mary's body was found, Sybil's Cave in Hoboken, was a popular spot for picnickers and day trippers. It added a chilling layer to the crime, making it even more sensational. Authorities faced immense pressure to solve the case quickly, but they were hampered by the lack of advanced forensic techniques. The bruises on her body suggested a violent struggle, and the state of her clothing indicated she had been sexually assaulted. These details shocked the public and fueled speculation about who could commit such a heinous act. Several theories emerged about Mary Rogers' murder, each more intriguing than the last. One of the earliest suspects was John Anderson, the owner of the tobacco shop where Mary worked. Some believed that Anderson had an inappropriate relationship with Mary, and that she was killed and covered up. However, there was no solid evidence to support this claim, and Anderson denied any involvement. Let's explore this theory even further. John Anderson was a prominent figure in the tobacco industry, and his shop was well known in New York. Some customers noted that Anderson seemed unusually close to Mary, and there were rumors of jealousy and rivalry among the shop's patrons. Despite the gossip, Anderson's alibi checked out, and there was no hard evidence linking him to the crime. Another theory suggested that Mary was killed by a gang of thugs who had been terrorizing the area. This theory gained traction after reports surfaced of similar attacks on women in the vicinity. But again, there was no concrete proof of linking any gang to Mary's murder. One of the more sensational theories involved Edgar Allan Poe, who was inspired by Mary Rogers' case to write the mystery of... Apologies for butchering this name, but... The Mystery of Marie Rogent. In his story, Poe suggested that Mary might have been the victim of a botched abortion. This theory was fueled by the discovery of a woman's blood-stained clothing near where Mary's body was found, and the testimony of an alleged midwife who claimed Mary had sought her services. However, this theory too lacked.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Definitive evidence. The investigation into Mary Rogers' murder was hampered by the limited forensic techniques at the time. The police relied heavily on public tips and newspaper reports, which often led to dead ends. The public was captivated by the case, and it became a topic of intense debate and speculation. Let's discuss the role of media in this case. Newspapers sensationalized the story, turning Mary Rogers into a symbol of the dangers lurking in the growing city. Coverage was intense, with some papers even offering rewards for information leading to the capture of her killer. This relentless media attention gave additional pressure on the police and influenced public perception of the investigation. The public reaction to Mary's murder was one of fear and outrage. Women were particularly concerned about their safety, and the case highlighted the vulnerabilities they faced in a rapidly growing city. It also sparked discussions about the need for better law enforcement and investigative methods. Fast forward to today, and the murder of Mary Rogers still captivates historians and true crime enthusiasts. Modern perspectives bring new insights into the case. Some believe that if today's forensic science had been available, Mary's killer might have been brought to justice. Let's consider what modern technology could have revealed. DNA evidence, for example, might have identified the perpetrator. Crime scene reconstruction and profiling could have provided a clearer picture of the events leading up to Mary's death. However, in the absence of such technology, the case remains a tantalizing mystery. As we revisit the theories, it's important to acknowledge that each has its merits and drawbacks. The theory of a jealous lover, such as John Anderson, is compelling, but lacks evidence. The idea of a gang attack fits the pattern of violence at the time, but again, lack direct links to Mary. The most controversial theory remains the botched abortion. This theory suggests that Mary, possibly pregnant, sought an illegal abortion, which went wrong, leading to her death. The subsequent disposal of her body in the river was an attempt to cover up the crime. This theory is supported by some circumstantial evidence, but remains speculative. Edgar Allan Poe's involvement in the case through his fictional work is fascinating. Poe uses the details of Mary's murder to craft a story that closely mirrored real events. His work brought attention to the case and suggested new angles for investigation. Poe's story, published in installments, kept the public's interest alive and even influenced the real investigation. By analyzing the case through the lens of fiction, Poe offered a unique perspective that continues to intrigue readers and true crime aficionados. The murder of Mary Rogers left an indelible mark on American culture. It inspired writers including Edgar Allan Poe, and contributed to the growing true crime genre. The case also led to increased public awareness about crime in urban areas and the need for improved policing and investigative techniques. Mary Rogers' story is not just a tale of tragedy. It's also a reflection of a society grappling with the complexities of crime and justice. Her legacy lives on, reminding us of the importance of seeking truth and justice, no matter how elusive they may be. As we reflect on the case of Mary Rogers, we're reminded of the many unsolved mysteries that continue to captivate our imaginations. Mary's death remains a cold case, a puzzle with pieces that may never fit together completely. Yet her story persists, echoing through time as a symbol of the quest for truth. Let's delve deeper into the cultural and societal impact of her murder. The case of Mary Rogers highlighted the dangers faced by women in the 19th century, a time when the urban landscape was becoming increasingly perilous. It spurred discussions on women's safety, leading to changes in how crime against women were perceived and handled. The case also influenced literature and pop culture, though her story being a prime example. Mary Rogers became a figure of fascination, embodying both the allure and the peril of city life. Her story has been retold in various forms, each time highlighting different aspects of the case and its impact on society. Thank you for joining me on this journey into the past. The murder of Mary Rogers is a haunting reminder of the unsolved mysteries that continue to captivate our imaginations. If you have any thoughts or theories about this case, I'd love to hear from you. Leave a message or leave your comment in the comment section below. Or you can find us on social media. Just search True Crime Never Sleeps on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to True Crime Never Sleeps podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms for more deep dives into history's intriguing true crime stories. Until next time, stay safe, stay curious, and remember, true crime never sleeps. And of course, if you want to support continually, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. Your money helps support the channel, upgrade our equipment, bring in new hosts, be able to pay them, and take this show on the road. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS or become a patron at patreon.com/TrueCrimeNeverSleeps.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.